Piddling little families with only 5 or 6 children do with themselves.
They're instant priorities. You know you have to protect them and provide for them.
You've given me a massive headache.
It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes an army.
The hospital made us take it home.
We'll look back on moments like these as the happiest in our lives.
It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart is brought to you by Matt's Cookies, the Doctors of NeuroHealth, and Christina Steele Dermatology. You can meet Betsy's sponsors at betsysblog.com.
Children's School will soon host its annual variety show. You know, better name than the more common talent show, since most of the kids participating are not actually displaying any real talent, but you know, so what? They're having fun. They're putting on various acts. They're having a good time. So I thought of this when my youngest daughter, Olivia, who's 7, she asked me if I thought she should sing a song for the show. She came up to me a couple weeks ago and wanted to demonstrate it for me. So she performed it. And I pretty much told her she was not ready for prime time. Whatever the show was called, she really ought not to be in front of people singing. Now I did a column about this. I've gotten a little bit of criticism because I didn't tell my child she could be anything she wants to be. I didn't say don't sing, don't have a good time with it. You know, go sing in the shower if you like. Goodness knows that's the only place I like my voice to be heard in public. I mean, you know, when I'm singing, I'll sing in church, but quietly because my voice is terrible and I know it. Okay, fine. So she told me I was a dream crusher, and she stalks out. And a few minutes later, she seemed fully recovered, and she's looking else for something else to do for the show. So she seemed to handle it. Now, I kind of wonder about this. You know, if only the parents and friends of so many of those poor folks tragically trying out for American Idol in this season's inaugural shows had someone to tell them you shouldn't be doing this, how much better off they would be. But in an effort to build a child's self-esteem, how often do we tell kids how fabulous everything they do is? Even when they've put no thought or work into it, they have no raw talent or even passion for it. Even when none of those things are present, we tell them how great what they just did is. And then you know what? The fruits of that are these poor people being humiliated on national television. And I couldn't believe it this week when this poor child stood up and she could not sing a note. And if I'm saying she can't sing a note, friend, she really can't sing. And they actually bring the young woman's mother out. And the mother saying, no, she's a fabulous singer. Are you kidding me? She's fantastic. They bring her out in front of Simon Cowell and the others. And they're all just looking at her like, what planet are you on? And how could you do this to your kid? Well, because our modern self-esteem movement says kids can be anything they want to be. Only guess what? They can't. How much better if we help them to see what their talents and their passions and their desires are, because you know what? They've been designed in a certain way. And how much better if we as parents get a fix on that kind of early. It doesn't mean it's determinative or anything like that, or that we shouldn't let a child follow his passions, which are typically very often going to be where his talents are. But it seems to me we have a role to play in helping our children to see who they were called to be. You know, we're always hearing in our culture, you can be anything you want to be, and we feel compelled to share that sentiment with our kids, but that's just silly. We're designed with certain gifts and talents, inclinations and passions, and not with others. And our task as parents is to help our kids figure it all out. So, you know, looking at my kids, I suppose, and recently being honest with one of them about her singing ability, I've been drawn again to, there's a great book. It came out in the very late 1990s. By a Christian author, Arthur Miller, and the title is, and I love this title, Why You Can't Be Anything You Want to Be. It came out from Zondervan. You know, it's a fabulous book. We've all seen friends or heard from our loved ones how gifts and abilities displayed at the earliest ages became a passion, and if the person is fortunate, even a profession as an adult. Me, my mother never stopped being amazed that I was actually able to get people to pay me to tell them what I think about things. And by the way, you are listening to Betsy Hart on It Takes a Parent, AM 1160 WYLL. Welcome to this week's edition of the It Takes a Parent show. So glad you're here. We have some new sponsors. We have a great guest in the next segment. Karen Blumenthal, the Wall Street Journal, who does the family money column there, is going to talk about some really easy, thoughtful ways to save money that will not change your lifestyle. And I was really attracted to her column when I saw it in this week's journal because I said, oh my gosh, do I ever need that? And am I ever a victim of what she calls bill creep and how we can save some money with just a tiny bit of effort but no real lifestyle change? So she's in our next segment. But back to the whole sort of telling our kids they can be anything they want to be nonsense, Miller says, you know what, they can't be. And this isn't about fatalism. It's about design. And he goes to great lengths in his book to help us uncover what our design is, largely based on discovering what our passions are, with passion meaning a lot more than just wanting something. Gee, I want to be a rock star. Gee, I want to be a ballet dancer. But anyway, the point of his that I really, really appreciate most and that I try to keep in mind as a parent is that we have to resist the idea that success means greatness in this world. And that many of the best-selling, you know, personal and business success handbooks, it's all about being great by this world standards. Most particularly, Miller argues that to believe that for us or our children to be successful means to choose what the world values, I love this quote, is as misguided as the alchemist's ancient promise to transmute lead into gold. I love that. He writes, if we really want the fullness, the richness, and the joy of life, if we want genuine significance and true success, if we want to find our meaning and purpose, then we have to ask, what has been given to me? What endowments do I possess? And his book goes to great lengths to help you figure this out and to figure out what your passions are, what your talents are, what you're designed, what you're built for, and it really goes into great detail, but lots of good insights that you can apply to yourself or to your kids to kind of help guide them a little bit. So, you know, as a parent, we want to ask, you know, not what have my kids trotted in with that they want to be today, or that they, oh, I want to go out and sing and, you know, embarrass myself in front of 200 people today, you know, which I suppose in the end might not be the worst thing in the world, but how much better is it as a parent to say, you know what, how are my children wired? What passions and abilities do they have? And by the way, some of the things that annoy us most now, like willfulness, you know, I have one daughter who I actually think will be ruling the world one day. And willfulness right now can really kind of drive me crazy. But in the right context, it'll be a real gift for her if she learns to use it rightly, if she learns to use it for the well-being of others, if she learns to use it as an expression of her character and her commitment to things, not just have her willfulness be all about what she wants in the moment. If I can help to guide and direct that, it can be a wonderful attribute for her later on. And that's, as parents, what we're called to do, and that's a little bit of what the book talks about. So, but anyway, they might be, there are other things, you know, they have passions and abilities that they do not possess. I mean, my kids could not be less interested in sports. And their dad was a sports nut and very, very, very talented in the sports world. And it's no reaction against that. My children just unfortunately got all my genes in that area, not his. Total lack of interest, total lack of skill for the most part. And I think it's important to be outside and be exercising and to be physically fit. But when it comes to team sports, they're not interested. They don't possess any individual sports. They just don't possess the talent. They don't possess the interest. That's what it is. I can try to mold them according to this world that they have to be good at sports, at team sports, or, you know, really excel at an individual sport, but they don't. And I think it would be wiser for me to say, how else can I get them outside and exercising and physically fit and as coordinated as they can be and enjoying being physically fit, but not try to fit them in some mold that the world would have me do and, I don't know, running off to sports competitions every other weekend. So, anyway, we have to ask, you know, what do they possess? What do they not possess? So we can cross singing off several of my children's lists. Because, you know what? They can't be anything they want to be. They need us as parents to help them learn and grow and understand what they were designed to be. And I don't think that view is to crush a dream, viewed correctly. I think it's to wisely direct our children toward finding and living their dreams. And if we did that with a little more, I don't know, a little more thoughtfulness when it comes to our kids and a little more honesty, I think there would be a whole lot of people who would have been prevented from making complete and total fools of themselves on American Idol this week. I love that show, but part of it is because the moment of truth comes and these people are standing in front of these judges, who I firmly believe all of whom really do know what they're talking about, and I disagree with some of their decisions, but by and large, they know what a good singer is. And they tell these poor people, friend, you ain't it. And you see these people falling apart because no one has ever told them that before. What a shame. Let's not be parents like that. But you know what? Back to the issue of physical fitness, even though my kids aren't involved in sports, physical fitness is important. And we have a new sponsor this week, and I'm very excited because you know what? Do you know how important physical fitness is, not just to your physical, but to your emotional health and well-being? So then, friends, how is your New Year's resolution to get or stay fit going for you? Well, mine's off to a great start. No, not because I'm involved in any team sports, because I have no, like my kids, no real talent in that area. But I am off to a great start thanks to Elite Fitness in Western Springs. Conveniently located in the western suburbs, Elite Fitness offers state-of-the-art weights and cardio and weightlifting machines, along with great personal training. Now, with their new expanded facilities, there is room for all your fitness needs. And I got to tell you, what I love most about Elite Fitness are the classes. Elite offers a wide range of spin, Pilates, strong, boxing, total body fitness classes, and more. And the instructors are so much fun. This is the first time in my life that I'm regularly going to fitness classes several times a week. I've been doing this for a couple months. Previously, I have worked out with personal trainers, and I've really enjoyed that. But this is the first time I'm actually getting up and going to classes several times a week, and I absolutely love it. I'm having fun. I have to say I'm in pretty good shape. And when I take a class in the morning, I have a sense of added well-being that lasts throughout the day. So maybe I'll see you there. Join now or find out more at EliteFitnessWS.com. That's EliteFitnessWS.com. Now don't go away. We've got lots of money-saving tips for you, and we come right back after the break and talk about how to get rid of all those little bills that add up to a whole lot more than you think. This is Betsy Hart. Come right back to It Takes a Parent.
Get answers to the questions you've been afraid to ask. Ask the Pastor with Pastor Gregory Dickow. Weekday evenings from 5 to 6 on Chicago's Christian Talk.
Trinity International University's Reach Adult Undergraduate Program encourages you to pursue your passion and complete your degree. They offer bachelor's degrees in business, organizational leadership, education, psychology, liberal arts, and Christian ministries. They also offer concentrations in nonprofit administration, counseling, and pastoral leadership. These degrees will help you in the workplace, in your community, or in the church. Many students then pursue a master's degree at Trinity. Classes conveniently meet evenings and Saturdays once a week at Deerfield right off I-94. Also, online courses are available. Trinity's instructors always teach with a Christian worldview, and they understand the demands made upon busy adults. So pursue your passion and complete your degree. Spring classes start Wednesday, February 4th, or Monday, March 16th. Enroll now and save $500. For more information, go to tiu.edu/reach. That's tiu.edu/reach. Or call 877-237-0806. That's 877-237-0806.
Over 20,000 pounds of delicious cookies made with all-natural ingredients are baked at Matt's Cookie Factory in Wheeling, Illinois, each day. For over 30 years, award-winning Matt's Cookies continues to have those same natural ingredients, flour, butter, eggs, and sugar. No preservatives, no chemicals, just a quarter pound of chocolate in each bag of chocolate chip cookies. Try them today. Go to MattsCookies.com or find them in your grocery shelf in just about every grocery store. Matt's Cookies, the home-style store-bought cookies.
Columnist and commentator Betsy Hart sees parents who are tyrannized by experts, anxious and harried by their children to the point of misery, and she faults today's permissive parenting culture. In her critically acclaimed book, It Takes a Parent, How the Culture of Pushover Parenting is Hurting Our Kids and What to Do About It, Betsy Hart, mother of four, presents a smart, refreshingly honest, and provocative argument for the crucial role of parents who lead rather than follow. Bill Bennett says of It Takes a Parent, I highly recommend it. Buy your signed copy now at betsysblog.com. That's betsysblog.com.
If you own your own business and want to let people know about it, then advertise it on this show. It Takes a Parent reaches thousands of moms and dads all over the Chicagoland area. Nationally syndicated columnist, author, and radio show host, Betsy Hart, can tell everyone about your product or business on her show. Let Betsy's advertising team of experts come out to meet you for a free consultation. Introductory rates available for a limited time. Call 847-472-8942. 847-472-8942. That's 847-472-8942.
Pastor Scott Wallace invites you to tune in Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. for the new program, Words to Live By, hosted by Pastor Wallace. Pastor Wallace offers listeners encouraging and comforting words of hope, faith, healing, and love. All Nations Worship Center is located 2 miles west of Route 59 on the corner of Route 58 Golf Road and Hunter Drive. Pastor Wallace personally invites you to attend service this Sunday at 10 a.m. For more information, call 847-468-8139 or visit anwc.cc.
If you love to travel, we've got a great deal for you. Go to 1160travel.com for some of the best travel rates online. Check out 1160travel.com, all courtesy of Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160 WYLL.
Welcome back to It Takes a Parent. This is Betsy Hart on AM 1160 WYLL. Sometimes it takes a parent to watch the family budget. And I saw Karen Blumenthal's column this week in the Wall Street Journal. And I love the personal finance section of the journal. All kinds of great ideas. Karen's always writing interesting things about family budgets and family money saving tips and just being smart about how you spend money. And so this really caught my eye because this week she writes, in the fight against bill creep, every extra fee is the enemy. The bane of my budget, she says, isn't a trip to the mall or dining out, but an insidious creature who takes more than his share when I'm not looking. I call him Bill Creep. Karen Blumenthal, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me on It Takes a Parent. Introduce me to Bill Creep. Who is Bill Creep?
Well, I like to just call him Mr. Creep.
Okay.
But he's the way that your bills can go up when you're not looking at it. One of the ideas I had for this was I have two children, two daughters now in college, and we started with two cell phones. Now we have four. We didn't have extra services. Now we have text messaging. We have to. And our cell phone bill has gone up remarkably in the last 5 years.
Mm.
And it's not just the cell phone. You know, the cable bill has gone up because, you know, heaven forbid we go without a DVR.
So, hey, by the way, I just learned how to use my DVR yesterday. Okay? Yesterday. I actually thought it was going to be this really, really difficult procedure, and suddenly my son, of course, shows me how to use it. It takes 2 seconds. It's the easiest thing in the world. I'm not giving up my DVR.
Much easier than the VCR.
Yeah,
right?
Not giving up my DVR, Karen. So,
right. And my youngest, you know, sighs after we've had about 6 months, sighs and says, how did we ever live without
that? Oh, I know. I know. Yeah.
We pay extra for it. We pay extra for it. And I realized, you know, I've belonged to a gym for a long time, but after I hurt my knee, well, I started using a trainer. That's another expense. So there are these monthly expenses that grow and grow on you, and, you know, we talk about things like bringing your lunch more often, but sometimes it's about looking at your budget in a different way and saying, hey, what is it that I'm paying for that I'm not paying attention to?
Well, it's one thing to me if you've got a health club membership and you're really using it, and then you pay a little bit more because you're really getting the extra massages or workouts or whatever it might be.
Right.
You know, that's one thing. What drives me crazy, and I find this all the time, is the stuff I'm paying for and not using.
Right. I mean, absolutely. We know we signed up for Netflix with this great intention of watching movies, and I think we still have the first movies we ordered.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And we're still paying for it because we haven't mailed them back.
That's why the business plan for Netflix is so brilliant. Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. I wasn't saying you should get rid of these bills, but if you're like me and you feel like you need to, you know, restock your retirement accounts, for instance, you need to save more, you know, you need to look for places to cut. And it makes sense to look at things you're really not using. I got some mail from readers who said, hey, Netflix is great. You know, I couldn't live without it. And I say, you know, terrific. Probably there's something else, though, that maybe you're not using, you know, that you can cut back.
Yeah, and I find, how about all those times when you sign up for something and, oh, it's a 3-month trial, and then if you're not interested after that, just give us a call and we'll cancel it.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10 you forget and you don't cancel, or you don't, and then finally 6 months later you're looking at your credit card and think, what is this?
Right. Or you it's something that you use but you don't use that much, and you think, oh, it is kind of expensive, but I kind of like it. And I think it's a matter of prioritizing and deciding what are your least important bills.
Okay.
You know, and can you get rid of them? Can you say, you know, these are things, okay, so we can't live without the DVR.
Right.
But what can we live without that really won't change the quality of our life?
Yeah, well, and by the way, just one little note here. I've decided that rebates are the biggest scam in Western civilization because, you know, you buy anything with a rebate.
Right.
But how many times I would love, and maybe you have the answer to this, I would love to know, how many people never actually send in the rebate form? It's high. It's got to be really high.
I don't know what the percentage is, but obviously that's part of the attraction of why companies use it.
Of course. And the same thing with the gift cards.
Right.
They know a certain percentage of people are never going to use the gift card. You know, that's that's a whole separate story. I've gotten much better about things like rebates. I've gotten much better about things like, you know, historically, if I bought something but didn't end up using it, I wouldn't necessarily bother to take it back if it was, say, $20.
Uh-huh.
This time I bought a couple weeks ago, I bought a bottle of vitamins from the grocery store. It turned out I didn't need it. I already had a whole bunch, and there's like $30. They're going back.
Right.
They're going back.
Right.
I mean, it's a whole new day out there. So, all right, so we've got Mr. Bill Creep. So what's the first thing you do? You sit down with the family budget. Mom and Dad do this without the kids. Mom and Dad take an assessment. Do you want Netflix or a movie channel? I mean, what do you do? Walk
First
me through.
About what is it that you're paying on monthly? You know, and that may, you may have it set up for auto bill pay. So the first thing you might want to consider is taking a look at where those auto payments are going. Are they going to your credit card, your bank account? It's also possible that those prices have gone up and you haven't paid attention. You're in Chicago, right? So
Correct.
We've got Easy Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any idea what you spend on Easy Pass?
No.
Yeah, probably not. And would it make a difference if would you think about it a little more if you paid the tolls? You know, that might depend. But Easy Pass is one of those in our house that, you know, we have no idea. They just hit your credit card kind of regularly.
Correct. Now, I got to tell you, you know, no one likes to get from one place to another faster than I do.
Right.
I would drive to the bathroom. Forget it. And when people do see me walking, it's like at light speed. So there's no way I'm doing anything with the Easy Pass. So I'm keeping the Easy Pass. I'm keeping the DVR. But I'm hearing you on a lot of this other stuff. So I want to walk.
You ought to know what you're paying for it, right?
Yeah. That's true. You're right.
Relative to everything else, you just need to know what you're paying
for.
You know where else you might need to cut.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So what else are you doing auto pay? Netflix is probably an auto pay. I had an online internet subscription. I was paying $20 a month. I knew it was kind of steep. I really had to think about, is this something I'm using enough to justify it? It was very easy to cancel. I could sign up again if I really wanted it. You know, $240 a year would pay for something else.
Yeah,
so
I think, you know what?
Auto
I think
pay is one of those that you really do need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, by the way, or the auto renewal. How about that?
Absolutely.
So I actually had that problem with a magazine. I said, I don't want this magazine. And frankly, I had the auto renewal with the New York Times, and I couldn't have been happier to have canceled that one and said, forget it after your election coverage. Don't talk to me again. The Wall Street Journal was an auto renewal.
Right.
So, which I value my Wall Street Journal, so I did let that one go through. But I'm so much more conscious now of all of those kinds of things. So, okay, so let's keep going. So that's
one, auto renewals and auto pays. Another is just to familiarize yourself with your monthly bills. You know, what are you paying for the cell phone? What are you paying for the cable or satellite? Are you paying for internet or, you know, something else like that separately? Those are things that, in theory, have gotten cheaper over time, except that we've added services. So now the internet's got to be faster, or with cable you've added, you know, the HD or the DVR, or are you doing HBO and Showtime, and are you using those? You know, those bills are very complicated. In fact, it kind of cracks me up, but they're some of the few companies that actually have to put a separate place on their website for how to read our bills. They're very complex. You know, it can be very hard to sort them out, but it's worth spending a little bit of time instead of just looking at the bottom line.
And by the way, one of the things that I think makes them hard to figure out sometimes is the way they bundle.
Yes.
So I cannot tease out whether overall or what services from AT&T as opposed to, say, Comcast, which is the two big competitors in the Chicago area, would make it wiser for me to go with one instead of the other. Because one, the phone seems a lot more expensive, but the other, the internet service, is a lot more expensive. So
right. You
got to put together this right package, and eventually just throw up your hands and it just seems too complicated, you know, whatever.
Right. It's very, and they don't offer the same thing, so it's almost impossible to compare.
Right.
You know, it is very difficult. And then you get the problem with the bundles. I mean, they can save you a lot of money. I do that with my phone service. But I end up with stuff I don't want.
And I
can't get other things I want because I have to pay too much extra. So talk
about that. When you want a basic thing, but to get the basic thing, you have to get the additional thing.
Right. Right. So I end up with, you know, that irritating call waiting, which I don't like. But I really want call. I have two lines. I want caller ID on both lines. I have to pay extra for the second line. I can't trade off. I want to swap, you know, one for the other. So, but that extra $10 a month to me is too much money for what I get for it.
Okay.
But it's a question you have to ask. Is it worth it? You know, another one is the BlackBerry. people are so addicted to their BlackBerries, and I understand why. If I were out and about all day, if I were a salesperson or something, I would really want to have that instant email. But I work near a computer all day long, and I have email. So I traded off the BlackBerry for a phone service through Verizon that just lets me pay as I go.
Okay.
So I can access my internet. I pay about $5 a month for it because that's about how much I use it.
Okay.
So there's, you know, other things to balance. If you really need that BlackBerry, maybe really worth it.
Now, I will tell you, Karen, that I had to basically pry my cold, you know, gripped hand from, I had a Trio, and I, from one finger at a time, I finally pried it, and I gave that Trio to my brother, and I went to some, frankly, crummy little black phone that I, like, picked up at in a bubble box, you know, and got onto my system for this very reason. The expense, it is just mind-boggling how those fees can add up. And on top of that, I was so addicted to it. It made my kids crazy. I'd be at their, you know, soccer games, to the extent they ever did their little soccer games, or, you know, a school event, and I'm on the thing. You know, I can't not do it. And it was a journal that had some really interesting articles about these kids are trying to tell their parents, stop already, enough. So I finally gave that up, and I would always be looking, oh, has he emailed me yet? Oh, you know, finally got rid of it, and I'll tell you, I couldn't be happier about it. But once in a while, somebody will say, well, I emailed you, didn't you have your BlackBerry? No, I didn't. And you know what? It saved me a lot of money, a lot of time and energy. That is one thing that can go.
Oh, yeah, so the withdrawal symptoms are pretty bad, though.
Yeah, yeah. you do sort of have to go, you do have to go through that. But, but once you, you know, but it is amazing. We did, in fact, live without some of these technologies in a previous age. As difficult as it is for my four kids to understand, we did actually cope without texting and emailing and have a social life anyway at their age.
Absolutely. And there are ways to do it cheaper. You know, if you really needed to check your email through your phone, if you have the right kind of phone, you could do it for a couple of bucks or less. And that might be worth it. When you do have to check because you've been at soccer games all along and you do need to know if somebody answered something.
Well, and
you need directions.
And I have actually, for the longest time, kept my kids from getting cell phones. Well, Mom, what if we need to call? I'll say, ask somebody for a cell phone. Ask a friend to borrow their cell phone. And that sufficed for quite a long period of time. Friends, we're going to be right back. You're listening to It Takes a Parent. This is Betsy Hart saying, don't go away. We're going to be talking about, do you really need that latte? When we come back with Karen Blumenthal from the Wall Street Journal. Stay with us.
Hank Hanegraaff. He's the answer man, the Bible answer man. Discuss God's Word weekday evenings from 6 to 7 on Chicago's Christian Talk.
I love it. I love getting in my car just to listen to it.
Over 20,000 pounds of delicious cookies made with all natural ingredients are baked at Matt's Cookie Factory in Wheeling, Illinois each day. For over 30 years, award-winning Matt's Cookies continues to have those same natural ingredients, flour, butter, eggs, and sugar. No preservatives, no chemicals, just a quarter pound of chocolate in each bag of chocolate chip cookies. Try them today. Go to mattscookies.com or find them in your grocery shelf and just about every grocery store. Matt's Cookies, the home-style store-bought cookies.
Trinity International University's REACH Adult Undergraduate Program encourages you to pursue your passion and complete your degree. They offer bachelor's degrees in business, organizational leadership, education psychology, liberal arts, and Christian ministries. They also offer concentrations in nonprofit administration, counseling, and pastoral leadership. These degrees will help you in the workplace, in your community, or in the church. Many students then pursue a master's degree at Trinity. Classes conveniently meet evenings and Saturdays once a week at Deerfield right off I-94. Also, online courses are available. Trinity's instructors always teach with a Christian worldview, and they understand the demands made upon busy adults. So pursue your passion and complete your degree. Spring classes start Wednesday, February 4th, or Monday, March 16th. Enroll now and save $500. For more information, go to tiu.edu/reach. That's tiu.edu/reach. Or call 877-237-0806. That's 877-237-0806.
You're writing a Christian book and you want it published.
You also know old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. Want your book in print and on Amazon? Make it happen. Take control and publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com. Publishing is fast, easy, and affordable with Zulon Press. A division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Chicago's Christian Talk includes New Life Live with Stephen Arterburn. Learn more at newlife.com and listen weekdays at 1.
Welcome back to It Takes a Parent with Betsy Hart here on AIM 1160 WYLL Chicago. And, of course, to all our friends listening on National Review Online, we're always so glad when you tune in. So back with Karen Blumenthal of the Wall Street Journal, who just has all kinds of great ways for families to save money. She writes the Family Money column in the Wall Street Journal. And this one really caught my eye because, as we've been talking about, especially because I have four kids and I just see these little odds and ends creeping in, I've really had this experience where I've had to go through and cull my credit cards, and I'm just amazed, frankly, at what I sometimes find there. Karen, welcome back to It Takes a Parent.
Thanks.
So we're talking about the fees, and, you know, that's one thing to figure out. What do I actually use, and how do I value it? And by the way, I would say one really thoughtful way to go about this is to annualize what you spend. I mean, $70 a cable, you know, for cable doesn't sound horrific until you realize it's over $800 a year.
Right.
And then you go, wow, that's what percent of my total annual income is spent on television? Huh. Or, you know, or high-speed cable or whatever it might be. So I know that has been really helpful to me. So there's the issue of just being aware of what you spend. I know I recently, I used to have a couple of credit cards, and I put this on one and that on another. I have recently gotten rid of all but one credit card, not because it necessarily keeps me from spending, but because it allows me to really see it. Mm-hmm. And just to have it in one place, I also now am much better about checking my balance online. So every few days I'll go on to see, okay, exactly where I am. This is what I'm budgeting for the month that I can put on my credit card. Okay, this is where. And really going through and just checking the fees that I spend on all sorts of things that either I'm not using or I'm not using enough.
Right.
So
you know, there might even be banking fees there, too. If you're looking at your account, are you paying a monthly fee? Do you need to? You know, are you paying for some kind of services? You know, are you paying for an overdraft service that you don't need? There might even be some of those monthly fees you're not even aware of if you aren't paying close attention to your accounts.
Okay. So just to really take a good look at the bank cards, the credit cards, go through your monthly bills, and you might, you know, I know I've recently been surprised that I've been able to cut out a couple $100 a month by just really going through and saying, we don't really need this, or I'm just not using this, or I don't really need that new subscription, or whatever the case might be. But, Joe, what do you think? I've actually had some success with negotiating more. Now, I've heard about people doing this in retail stores and big box stores. I'm not that gutsy. I don't do it in person, but I will do it over the phone. And what I have done is I have found, I was really disgusted with my, I think it was my internet service recently, and I called up and just said, look, I'm going to leave you guys if you don't drop my bill. And they dropped it by something like $20 to $30 a month.
Wow.
For the next 6 months or a year or whatever it is. And then, of course, it'll be re-upped and I'll go, what is that bill doing there? I'll have to do something else. I mean, I wasn't being false about it. I really was about to say, look, I'm going to go through the hassle of switching my cable provider, my online cable provider, if I don't get a better rate from you guys. And I know you can negotiate with me on this. And sure enough, they did.
Right. That's true right now for the telephone companies, for the cable guys, the internet guys. There's definitely a desire to keep customers, and they know people are feeling the budget pinch. And so they are more willing to negotiate. As you point out, good point, that you do have to watch out that they'll make a three-month or a six-month sort of special for you or teaser rate, and then Mr. Creep comes right back. So you do have to keep an eye on that because that is one of those ways that $70 cable bill somehow becomes $90
6
months later.
Yeah, and then like you say, you just sort of think, well, I'll just add one if I want to get this, you know, movie channel, but to get the movie channel I really want, I have to get an upgrade in a service and just, you know, pay attention to all that stuff. And one of the reasons we do Netflix is because we, you know, I have kids in the home, so we don't do HBO, we don't do Showtime. I don't want any of that stuff coming into the house.
Right.
But it also keeps my bill a little bit lower.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, so that's one side of things. Okay, we can look at our bills. What about in the day-to-day spending? What are some things that we can do? And, you know, I teased about this earlier in the as we were going out of the last segment. You know, do I really need that latte several days a week from Starbucks? And when you start adding that up,
right,
it's unbelievably expensive. I could buy a latte machine and be pretty much just as well off.
You know, I the latte has, I think, I think the latte has gotten a little bit of a bad rap. because especially if you're a busy mom, you know, $3 doesn't buy you very much comfort, but there is something nice about a little treat like that. But here's how I rationalize.
All right, I can't get a latte for $3 where I live.
Well,
I'll tell you, it's more like $4.50, but okay.
Really? So you're buying a little bigger one than
I'm buying a tall, but it's never under
really?
$4.
$4.50, wow.
So, I don't know, maybe the...
I haven't treated myself lately.
Yeah, I've always called Starbucks $10, so maybe the $10 near us are more expensive than those near you. I don't know. But anyway, so, go ahead.
But you know, if it's important to you and it's a nice break in your day and it helps you with your routine, I think that's okay, but you've got to make it up somewhere else. So, you know, do you really shop for the specials on, say, the Diet Coke? In our house, we buy certain things in bulk to save a lot of money that way, and it can make up for some of the others. So it's sort of how you trade it off. You know, if you're going to splurge in one place, where can you cut back a little bit in another just to make up for it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of ways you can do it just by smart shopping. You know, coupons have gotten, I've gone back and forth on coupons because they can be a hassle, and especially if you get some help from your husband in shopping, sometimes you don't share the same coupon philosophy. but they can save you a lot of money, and right now there's an awful lot of them out there. It can be another way to, you know, help make up that $3 or $4.
Now, I have almost never used coupons because my view is that there is a there's a cost-benefit analysis there that has never worked in the favor of coupons for me because they are so tedious, and then I'm always getting something I didn't quite want, some similar product, but not actually the one I wanted, and they just seem cumbersome. Are you really telling me I can actually make a dent in my family's budget if I really become a coupon girl?
You can if you want to. I think that depends on how much you want to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can be kind of a coupon person and still save some money on basics. You know, focus on the stuff you know you're going to buy, laundry detergent, toothpaste, you know, toilet paper, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, if you save $10 a month on that kind of stuff, then that's you know, 2 lattes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, shopping specials, paying attention. You know, we do drink a particular kind of, we don't drink a lot of soda, we do drink a particular kind, we just don't like to pay full price. So we'll, you know, stock up when it's on sale and not buy when it's not. Or,
yeah,
that stuff can add up to a lot of money.
And you do have to be smart. I mean, I know when I first started shopping a couple of years ago at the Costco, it really took me a while to figure out that it didn't matter how low-priced the 5 pounds of grated cheese was. I was never going to be able to get my family to consume that, even my big family, before the due date ran out. I mean, it was just, it took me a little while to learn that. But I finally got that down, that just because something is on sale does not mean it's actually a good value.
Right. But, you know, there's a lot of big-ticket items that snuck into our lives with all these telephones and computers. So, you know, printer cartridges, very expensive. Really.
Very expensive, yeah.
Worth shopping or finding a good deal somewhere. So I go to a Sam's for that and save like $12 a printer cartridge.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think they're great. I mean, I bought a floor cleaner machine at Costco the other day that was $10 less than it was at Target. That's a lot of money.
Right.
That's almost 2 lattes. And maybe part of this, and I have heard people recommend this before, is that when you save money, you put it into a special account for something that you're really saving for.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not necessarily the best idea to just think in terms of savings or savings for retirement. It's a little bit too amorphous that if you say, okay, I really want to save so my kids can go to summer camp, or I really want to save so that we can have an extra nice vacation, then you know, you actually then consciously put that money into it that you're saving into a separate account or into a separate envelope or however you want to do it.
Right.
Because then it's something very real that you're saving that's really going to benefit you in another way, and that gives you a greater incentive on the front end to save it in the first place.
And if you do it, there's a good place for an auto, you know, deduction
mm-hmm.
to move it out of your account so that it's not there. I'm a big fan of these online savings accounts that have been paying somewhat higher interest rates.
Okay, tell me about those.
So they're like ING Direct, HSBC Direct, Immigrant Bank, Dollar Savings Direct.
And then what happens there?
And you sign up completely online. You connect it to your checking account, and you can automatically shift savings. There's no minimum. There's no minimum balance at all for most of them.
Okay.
You can automatically have your savings moved every week or every month into them. They're paying right now 2.5% to 3%, which is a lot higher than a bank savings account is.
Interesting. Okay. So give
you
me
get it back the same way. You just go online and have it transferred back, and you have it back in 2 days. I think that's a great way. I use that a lot for school tuitions or things that I'm putting away for even for the taxes, even for just a few months.
Okay, so you set this up, and then when you want to save some money, it's a way of kind of getting it out of your account, basically.
Right, you can either transfer it manually, or you can set it up to transfer it every week or every month.
Oh, that's great.
Every other week.
Okay.
However you want. And what I especially like is the higher interest rate, because it's hard to get 2.5% or 3% right now. They were paying, a year ago, 5%.
They
do with interest rates, but they've been much more lucrative. They're more like a certificate of deposit, like a CD. But they're very convenient, and I think that's a great way to manage savings, especially for these shorter-term cash things like CAMP, because they're easy to get to.
Okay, so now tell me some of the couple of the titles of them, HSBC.
HSBC, ING.
Okay.
ING.
.com.
.com. Immigrant Bank and Dollar Savings are some of the better-known ones, but there's others. E-Trade's got one, I think, and USAA, there's others out there. You can, Google. But look for the interest rate and the ease of the website.
Okay. And you know what? I'm going to be posting this on my blog, betsysblog.com, because I think this is a great idea. And sometimes when you get that money out of your account and it's just not there, you don't miss it as much as you think you will. I've been doing this for the last few months, and I actually, kind of went into something of a panic today because I thought my checking account didn't add up. It turned out that's because of the money I've moved out of my savings and totally didn't miss. And guess what? It's there in another savings account, not one of these. I'm going to look into these. But it really is psychologically, I'm not really missing it. I was just thinking things didn't add up. And they didn't because I had actually moved something out and into another account. And then I remembered it was, all good. But it just shows you can do that stuff and not even miss it. So that's a great way to use an automatic deduction. Friends, stay with us. We've got a few more minutes when we come back with Karen Blumenthal of the Wall Street Journal on some great money-saving tips in tough times. Don't go away. You're listening to It Takes a Parent, AIM 1160, WYLL.
AIM 1160, WYLL.
Trinity International University's Reach Adult Undergraduate Program encourages you to pursue your passion and complete your degree. They offer bachelor's degrees in business, organizational leadership, education psychology, liberal arts, and Christian ministries. They also offer concentrations in nonprofit administration, counseling, and pastoral leadership. These degrees will help you in the workplace, in your community, or in the church. Many students then pursue a master's degree at Trinity. Classes conveniently meet evenings and Saturdays once a week at Deerfield right off I-94. Also, online courses are available. Trinity's instructors always teach with a Christian worldview, and they understand the demands made upon busy adults. So pursue your passion and complete your degree. Spring classes start Wednesday, February 4th, or Monday, March 16th. Enroll now and save $500. For more information, go to tiu.edu/reach. That's tiu.edu/reach. Or call 877-237-0806. That's 877-237-0806.
Over 20,000 pounds of delicious cookies made with all natural ingredients are baked at Matt's Cookie Factory in Wheeling, Illinois each day. For over 30 years, award-winning Matt's Cookies continues to have those same natural ingredients, flour, butter, eggs, and sugar. No preservatives, no chemicals, just a quarter pound of chocolate in each bag of chocolate chip cookies. Try them today. Go to mattscookies.com or find them in your grocery shelf and just about every grocery store. Matt's Cookies, the home-style store-bought cookies.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Phone 1-800-919-5254. 1-800-919-5254. 800-919-5254.
In today's world, we need God's guidance more than ever. That's why Ask the Pastor is offering Pastor Dickow's four-part CD series, How to Hear the Voice of God Today, and the supporting book for any gift amount to help support the Ask the Pastor program. Pastor Dickow provides step-by-step instruction on how you can hear the voice of God every day to experience supernatural protection, deliverance, and provision in your life. To receive these insightful CDs and book for any gift amount, call 800-761-1006 or go to askthepastor.net.
AM 1160.
Welcome back to It Takes a Parent. This is Betsy Hart. We've got a few more minutes with Karen Blumenthal of the Wall Street Journal. She writes the Family Money column. And boy, a lot of us are thinking on, probably all of us are thinking about family money right now and where it's going and how we can get some more coming in the door. And Karen, welcome back to It Takes a Parent. You know, and it's not to minimize. There are people out there who are really suffering as far as, you know, far more than giving up a latte. They're losing homes. They're losing jobs. They're really scared. Their lifestyles are fundamentally changing. That's a separate topic and a separate show. And you know, goodness knows we could spend a whole lot of time on what our economy needs to be doing to help those folks out. What we're trying to do in this show is just kind of have a little bit different perspective on folks who aren't quite at that situation yet, but are looking at the big picture in the economy and saying, holy cow, I need to start either saving more for my retirement or saving more because I don't know if I'm going to have a job in 6 months or 3 months, and I need to just be changing some of my fundamental habits. And, you know, Karen, I got to tell you, I really think when we come out of this, we could be a lot better off. A lot of families in the end might be a lot better off because they're going to learn to think a lot more carefully and about valuing and money and spending wisely.
I think you're absolutely right. That's definitely the silver lining in all of this.
It's a hard silver lining, but I think it's there.
If people cut their debt, I mean, I think that's one area where, you know, if you've got credit card debt you're carrying month to month or, you know, loans other than, say, a home loan and maybe a car loan, you know, if you can reduce your debt, you're so far ahead of the game. And then if you can keep it down, I think those are things that will eat you up. You know?
Okay, so
paying other people your hard-earned money is just not a great way to go.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of the kind of the little things you can do and look at the credit cards, think about your expenditures, buy the two-for-one eggs. By the way, eggs do freeze. You know, all those kinds of great tips. But now let's look at some of these other things, like reducing your debt. What do you think, Karen? I hear all these commercials, oh, if you're over your head in credit card debt, call us. Our company can get you out of your credit card debt or they can minimize it. What's up with that?
I would not pay anybody to help you with your debt. In most cases, they're just going to make, again, more money off of you. There are nonprofit credit counseling firms, and that's where I would start if you're over your head.
Okay.
Or if you can't pay your bills. That's what they do, and they're very compassionate, they're very thoughtful, but they're hard love, they're tough love, and they'll help you. They'll cut up those cards, and they'll help you get out of debt. But then you've got to stay out of debt. You know, there's other areas you've got to look at your big expenses, other ways to cut your insurance bills. That's another one that just eats people up. It's very expensive to insure cars and houses and life insurance and that kind of stuff. It's possible for the day-to-day stuff, cars or houses, that you can increase your deductible without paying, and that can cut your bill a lot. That can help with those monthly.
Okay, interesting. You know, take a $500 deductible on your car, $1,000
right.
even. Because really you
right.
ought to only be using your auto insurance for the really big expenditure. So
absolutely. Same with the house. You know, you're going to get dinged if you make a $500 claim anyway.
Yeah.
So raise it to $1,000. Take care of the smaller bills, and then save, you know, probably several thousand over time on your home insurance.
Okay. Okay. And that's something you can call your car insurance agent, call your home insurance agent. You know,
right.
call your life insurance agent. Term life insurance now is much more competitive than it was historically, partly because people are living longer. You know,
right.
the actuarial tables are just different now. So it's become much more affordable, and you can consider some changes there. What are some other, you know, when people come to you and they just say, oh, you know, I'm just dying. I just don't have enough money coming in. I got too much going out. What do I do? What are some of the big things? But you say, okay, look at these little expenses first. But what are some big things, besides what you just said, that you talk to people about or that they come to you about?
You know, you have to look at the big expenses first. I actually am not a believer in counting pennies because I think it's too frustrating. And because life's too short to really sweat nickels and dimes, you know, but you got to look at the big picture. If your house is really too expensive, you need to think about what you know, how you might downsize. If your car is too expensive, there's lots of great deals on used cars, very nice used cars, and you can take advantage of that. There's nothing wrong with that. People who are carrying two car payments and a mortgage and maybe paying student loans, you know, are probably stretching themselves to a painful limit. You don't have to do that.
And by the way, and I've talked about this before on the show, and I've had some experts come in and mention this, one of the huge ticket items is college. And a lot of parents, and I'm sure you know them too, Karen, they just want to brag about how much in debt they are because their kid is at Stanford. You know what? My kid's not going to Stanford. It's just not going to happen unless he gets a full scholarship.
Well, there may be scholarship money there.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not paying for it.
And the other thing, I guess, to your point, that's a good point. But to your point, what are your family's priorities? They're going to be different family to family, and that's okay. There's lots of ways to get to financial security and to have a comfortable lifestyle. But, you know, what is it that's meaningful to you? I'll tell you, I have two kids in college, and education was really our priority. So we said, we're going to do things first to make sure you guys can go where you want. But that's our priority. That might not be somebody else's, and I respect that.
Yeah,
I don't mean to say, but it, that's a choice. But you get to make those choices, and you should make those
choices. Right, and Karen, but my point is you've made that priority, and you've saved the money. You are not robbing your retirement or putting your children, I'm guessing you're not latching them with $300,000 worth of debt so that they can go to a fancy pants school.
Right.
I do think that's
goal.
Crazy.
Right. That was our goal. And
if you can afford it, great. You know, I'm very careful about my 529 plans and all that good stuff. But
right.
I also know that it is a fact that when you look at four-year colleges and where people go to four-year colleges, there's almost no difference in lifetime earnings.
That's absolutely true. And for some people, it's more important to be in a better neighborhood and have those great public schools.
Yeah, versus an expensive.
So they got to pay a lot for the housing. You know, I happen to live in a fairly cheap housing city, Dallas, so, you know, I got lucky there.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have to pay as much for good schools as I might have in Chicago. So, you know, definitely there's some
trade-offs. I one of the things that does bother me is when people are willing to strap themselves or their kids with $300,000, literally sometimes,
right.
worth of debt for a four-year school versus if you can afford it and you've saved ahead of time and made that a priority, great. I'm talking about huge debt that will keep your child from being able to then pursue a career in teaching or as a police officer, what they really might be passionate about, because they got to pay off this crazy debt when, for instance, going to a two-year local community college first and then going to a good state university would have gotten them to the exact same place with potentially no debt. There's ways to creatively think about some of these big-ticket items. And I see too often people don't think that there's a creative way to think about them. They think they're locked into having to have this expensive education they can't afford or even the expensive house they can't afford or so forth, instead of knowing that there really are ways to think outside the box about these things too.
Now, you're absolutely right. Debt is the number one problem. It's the number one thing that'll get you in trouble. You know, so keeping that down however you do it, making those choices that help keep your debt down is the best way to some financial security. Because if you're not paying too much on debt, you can save and you can have that latte.
Yeah, or several. You know, and one, I had a couple of ideas that I've had people come on the show and talk about things before, and I haven't actually done this one yet, but I may try this one. And one money advisor said one of the ways you can dramatically cut your expenses every month is to pay only for what you, to use checks or credit cards, only for what you have to use checks and credit cards for. Everything else, you carry cash. You physically go to the bank, you get the cash you need for the groceries, then you go to the grocery store and spend it. Now, that seems pretty draconian to me, but he said the evidence is, and the studies that have been done on this, he said you will cut your spending by a phenomenal percentage every month if you physically go and get the cash to do it. I don't know. It seems like a little bit draconian to me, but it might be worth a try.
It depends a lot on your discipline. It's another good way, too, or just past that, but to deal with holiday spending. And if you're looking at your January bills going, ooh, I kind of got carried away, that's another way to deal with holiday spending, is to set a budget and pay only in cash and hold yourself to that. But I think as we get older, too, we get a little better sort of understanding what we have and what we don't have. And if you have a good feel for that, you can kind of keep within a budget. That's less necessary, but it might be a great exercise if you have trouble with that to do it once or twice, and you'll learn a lot.
I think that would be the thing, is to try it a couple of times and just see if it then kind of gives you a reset point for how you think about money. So, Karen, all kinds of great ideas. I'm going to put a lot of these up, friends, on my website, betsysblog.com. That's betsysblog.com. Just the little things that can go a long way towards saving you a lot of money in troubled times and allow you to be a little bit more prepared if times get a little bit more troubled. So, Karen Blumenthal of the Wall Street Journal, Family Money column, thanks so much for coming and chatting with us today on It Takes a Parent.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate all these great ideas. I'm going to start making a list of additional ones I can incorporate into my life. I really need it. Maybe I'll introduce my kids to some of these money-saving concepts, too. What an idea that would be. Karen, thanks so much for joining us. Friends, thanks so much for listening to It Takes a Parent. This is Betsy Hart from all of us at It Takes a Parent. We're wishing you a great, safe, and money-saving week. We hope you have a great one.
Calling all soccer moms, working women, and single ladies. Get your girlfriends together and come out to AM 1160's Ladies Night with Candace Cameron Bure, Thursday, March 12th at Christian Life Church in Mount Prospect. Let's go, girls. You will be hearing from Candace, who you may remember as DJ Tanner from TV's Full House. Tickets are on sale now. Visit WYLL.com.
Brought to you by Trinity International University and Sakuchis of Schaumburg.
Trinity International University's REACH Adult Undergraduate Program encourages you to pursue your passion and complete your degree. They offer bachelor's degrees in business, organizational leadership, education, psychology, liberal arts, and Christian ministries. They also offer concentrations in nonprofit administration, counseling, and pastoral leadership. These degrees will help you in the workplace, in your community, or in the church. Many students then pursue a master's degree at Trinity. Classes conveniently meet evenings and Saturdays once a week at Deerfield, right off I-94. Also, online courses are available. Trinity's instructors always teach with a Christian worldview, and they understand the demands made upon busy adults. So pursue your passion and complete your degree. Spring classes start Wednesday, February 4th, or Monday, March 16th. Enroll now and save $500. For more information, go to tiu.edu/reach. That's tiu.edu/reach. Or call 877-237-0806. That's 877-237-0806.
Over 20,000 pounds of delicious cookies made with all natural ingredients are baked at Matt's Cookie Factory in Wheeling, Illinois each day. For over 30 years, award-winning Matt's Cookies continues to have those same natural ingredients, flour, butter, eggs, and sugar. No preservatives, no chemicals, just a quarter pound of chocolate in each bag of chocolate chip cookies. Try them today. Go to mattscookies.com or find them in your grocery shelf in just about every grocery store. Matt's Cookies, the home-style store-bought cookies.
Columnist and commentator Betsy Hart sees parents who are tyrannized by experts, anxious and harried by their children to the point of misery, and she faults today's permissive parenting culture. In her critically acclaimed book, It Takes a Parent, how the culture of pushover parenting is hurting our kids and what to do about it, Betsy Hart, mother of four, presents a smart, refreshingly honest, and provocative argument for the crucial role of parents who lead rather than follow. Bill Bennett says of It Takes a Parent, I highly recommend it. Buy your signed copy now at betsysblog.com. That's betsysblog.com.
If you own your own business and want to let people know about it, then advertise it on this show. It Takes a Parent reaches thousands of moms and dads all over the Chicagoland area. Nationally syndicated columnist, author, and radio show host, Betsy Hart, can tell everyone about your product or business on her show. Let Betsy's advertising team of experts come out to meet you for a free consultation. Introductory rates available for a limited time. Call 847-472-8942. 847-472-8942. That's 847-472-8942.
Celebrating 20.